Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. This one seems like a simple enough question, sharing your photography with others and going out to shoot with others. But there's a lot of nuance here. There's a lot of different ways to think about it, because ultimately photography is your expression. It's not a team sport. It's about your relationship with the subject and what you want to have to say. And that's what matters. That's what I'm interested in. I want to see your perspective through the lens. What do you choose to shoot? Why did you take that photograph? Why was that interesting to you? That's what's interesting to me, seeing someone else's photographs. Ultimately, it's you and the subject and you and your audience. And yet often we have that hurdle that it really helps if we have other people to go out with and shoot. Like if you're in a camera club and they plan events, this gives you something to focus on. It gives you something to put in your calendar and you go out and you do that because there's a social element and you're going to see some friends and you're going to hang out. But is the photography, is that always social? If I'm trying to take photographs with other people, that's a different experience to when I'm just by myself out there taking photographs. If you're in a national park and you've gone for a walk into the wilderness to shoot some landscapes and really the last thing you want to see is other people, that's a really different experience to photography, to street photography here in the city. You are engaging with lots of people and the photographic process is you and the subject. Anything that gets you out to shoot is good. Anything that gets you off the couch, because you don't do a lot of photography in your head. You've got to get out there and do it. And often we think of all these reasons to not go out and shoot and it gets in the way and we find it hard to find time. So if there's someone who says, hey, let's go out on Sunday and let's do this, that's great. That's gold. Maybe you weren't going to go out that day and make the effort. Maybe you just let it slide and sit and watch some sport on the TV instead. And maybe that's what you need to do with your Sunday. Maybe you need to switch off the brain for just a little bit. Or maybe you needed those friends who just pull you out and get you there. I find it hard to photograph when I'm around other people. If I'm teaching photography, that's obviously different. I have a purpose. My goal is to teach. So if I'm showing them how to take a photograph, then I'm shooting and I'm teaching and I enjoy that. And that's different to I want to take my best photos. I'm not going to take my best photos if I'm out there teaching other people. I'm going to take my best photos when it's just me and I can immerse 100% into the process of taking photos. For some of my client work, it's a real struggle because some clients want to be there. They want to be on the location or they want to be part of the process. And that's not a path to better photography. That's not how I do my best work. Commercially speaking, you often have to work as part of a team. And sometimes that's good because you've got someone who's organizing talent or someone who's organizing how you're going to get there, or just having a client with needs, then that's driving you forward. You're thinking about what's good for them. What do they need? What is going to be useful to them? And so you've got something to move towards. You have something to focus on. When it's yourself, it's just your work. You're talking to an inner need. It's very different. It's not about what you're going to put on a website or what you're going to post to YouTube here. It's about what you want to say with your photography. It's why you're taking photographs in the first place. And for me, often it's a reason to get out and walk. It's a reason to leave the building and go see some flowers in the gardens, go see what the bees are doing. Is it that time of year when the bees are starting to get really busy because the flowers are getting really busy? Photography my whole life has been a reason to step into the world. I have often found it difficult that if I want to go out and shoot and I'm there with a friend and my friend's not shooting, and it doesn't matter how much they might say, oh, you know, take your time, blah, blah, blah. It's like, that doesn't work. Your head is thinking about that they're there, and your head is thinking, I'm kind of spoiling their day. They could be doing something else. You're not free, really, because of what's going on inside your head, no matter how generous they are. And photography is often a process of getting to where you want to be. It's about you start taking photos of one thing and this sets you on a path and it leads. It's the start of a journey and it's going to take you somewhere else. And at the end of that journey, you're not entirely sure where it's going to be, but it's going to take you somewhere, you hope. And that process is your journey. And if you have other people on that journey with you, you probably end up somewhere different, because that's the way people are. We all want to go somewhere different. I was doing this time-lapse project last year, and one of the things that made a really big difference was inviting people to come and join me. So people would come out and I would catch up with Andy, or I would catch up with Ian or whoever. And just the fact that I got to share it with other people was really, really nice. So in part, it was good because it was an excuse to see some friends. But the friends made it more possible to work on it, because time-lapse stuff is just like, it just takes forever. You have to be so patient with time-lapse stuff. You can spend the whole afternoon working on a single sequence. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. And you're just standing around a lot. And it is super, super hard to motivate yourself to get out there. So having someone to share that with makes a really big difference. And there were people who got up at sunrise to come and join me for that. There are people who hung out through the afternoon and then stayed for sunset. And there are people who just did what they could, and maybe we had lunch, we had a chat, and then I went off to shoot. Having other people involved just got me out there and made it more possible, more likely that I would actually do the thing that I wanted to do. I live in the CBD. I live in the middle of the city. We have a small apartment. We've lived here for 10 years and I so rarely go out and shoot. Like, the whole city is right there on my doorstep. Everything is right out there. I was reviewing a lens for Sigma. I was trying out this 28 to 105 mil 2.8 lens, and that made me go out and shoot. It made me think, what can I shoot on the streets here? That time-lapse project, that was really good because it gave me that chance to connect with people and to go and chase some photography. And it was an interesting project. It gave me a chance to see my city a little bit better as well. That's my quick chat today. If you have anything you would like me to talk about, please just drop a comment below. Drop me an email, and I'll see you next time.